Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This Advent season, we've been hearing about hymns and songs of praise. From Comfort, Comfort Ye My People to Wake, Awake, For Night Is Flying. From On Jordan's Bank, The Baptist Cry to The Savior of the Nations Come. We've had songs of joy on our lips. Yet of these songs, each of these songs were written in preparation for something greater to come. Tonight we sing a final time. One more song of praise, of preparation. We have one more song to consider, but no, it is not Mary's Magnificat. Luke records a final song just before Christ's birth. Zechariah's song of prophecy, which is sometimes called the Benedictus. Zechariah's prophecy is called the Benedictus because that is the Latin term for blessed, which is the first word that he uses. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us." These first words might sound as though they're in the wrong tense. They're in the past tense. Visited. Redeemed. Isn't Zechariah talking about the coming Savior? Why is he using past tense? Shouldn't he be saying he will visit his people and he will redeem his people? Yet with these first words, Zechariah is not pointing forward to the Christ child to come, but rather pointing to past acts of God, his mighty acts of old. He's talking about God's visiting Abraham and the people of Israel. He's talking about when God redeemed his people Israel from their slavery to Egypt. Zechariah makes it very clear that the God who is sending his son into the world is the same God of the Old Testament, a God who redeems his people. Yet while God acted through prophets and mighty acts in the Old Covenant, he would be doing something completely new in the time to come. The Christ child would bring salvation to God's people and the forgiveness of sins. The very forgiveness of sins that we heard just a few moments ago in the words of absolution. The very forgiveness that we will receive tomorrow morning as we partake of the Son's true body and true blood at the sacrament of the altar. And it would be Zechariah's child, the one who would grow up to be John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for this new covenantal act. Zechariah prophesies through the Holy Spirit, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins." Yes, that child to whom Mary would be giving birth would bring in a whole new age and a whole new covenant. Yet this had all been prophesied beforehand. God had prophesied through the prophets of old that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, and that he would show the mercy promised to our fathers, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, in order that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. This is the last song that Luke records before the birth of the Christ child, who would usher in this new age and this new covenant. The child who would grow up to go to the cross for our salvation, mine and yours. It is the last song of the old age. Tonight we also sang the last Advent hymn before the celebration of the new age, the age in which we find ourselves, the age of the revelation of God made human flesh. Jesus, the child in the manger, the Christ child, the Messiah to come, the one prophesied of old. Jesus Christ. While we sing some Christmas hymns tonight, remember how the Lord your God has brought you out of your sin by bringing history from the old age into the new age. We go from the Advent hymns to the Christmas hymns. God has done this even as he first brought about John the Baptist to prepare the way and then sent his son, Jesus the Christ, to continue the ministry. John the Baptist could prepare the people of old and guide their feet in the way of peace, making way for the ministry of the Christ child who would follow. Let us sing new songs as we remember our entrance into the new age in and through Jesus Christ. After all, the King shall come when morning dawns. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.